Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Thank you guys for that very warm welcome. But how many of you know it? If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's me. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got that squared away. We know where we stand, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. This morning and last night, you guys have done very well. We've covered some ground. And God has helped us. Amen. And He's given us utterance. He's given us revelation. And how many of you know I believe we can have the same thing again tonight?
Amen.
Glory to God. Because we've come hungry, we've come expecting, right? Amen. So as you are standing some, we will pray. Father, we love You. We thank You and we do honor You. And we thank You that, Lord, You're not responsible to pull the cover back or to reveal to us these precious things. There are steps, there are procedures why You do reveal these things. One is honor. And as we have honored or value and count precious the things You have shown to us, we thank You. You will say on and You will show on. And we give You, sir, all praise, all glory, and all honor. We thank You, Father, for the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, whom we're born of, baptized, led, and taught by. But we thank You as He's come into our midst, into this group, this assembly, as we've joined here under the commission of the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Jesus said about Him, He will never speak of Himself, nor will He say or do anything except He see and hear the Father say or do. So, Father, we thank You that You are the one telling him what to say to us, what to reveal to us. And, Father, we are grateful. And we thank You. We thank You for what You have shown us. We leave this meeting different. We're coming up to another place. We see ourselves in a different place. The image of ourself has changed. Based on and according to the precious Word of God. We thank You. Our hope is a blueprint. It is building things. We know hope will never manifest, but hope will build. But we thank You then as we do see, and we do see ourselves with it, then we release faith, and our faith in You acquires it or manifests it. And we thank You for these things, and we give You, Father, all praise, all glory, and all honor for it. In Jesus' name, and all that agreed said amen, please. Amen. Amen. Well, as you're getting ready to be seated, smile real big at your neighbor and say, "You are the best looking thing I've seen all day." Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah forever. You can be seated if you'd like to be. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 4, we'll go back and we will briefly tonight touch that. We've got, the Lord wanted me to kind of go just a little bit different tonight. And so we work for Him. He's our boss. He takes good care of us. And so we're very honored to do it. But in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 through 2, in the Amplified, and they'll pull it up for us, we know that in the Amplified, it brings out some things that we'll talk about. The gospel message was not only preached to them, but it was preached to us too, wasn't it? Well, we know in that, we saw this morning about the two phrases in that, and remember what those were? Still hold and offered today. Remember that? That was in verse 1. And so we're going to read Hebrews 4, 1 and 2 in the Amplified. And they'll bring it up for us in a minute here. And what we're going to see, the word gospel means what? Good news, good tidings, and good message. So gospel means all of these things in one. One time a man, you know, he said, I asked the question, what would be the gospel to the poor? He said that they could be saved. Oh, I said, no, that would be the gospel to who? to the lost. Jesus said the poor have the gospel preached to them. Right? So what's the gospel message to the poor? Prosperity. Don't have to be poor no more. Right? So if you only hear a gospel message always only about healing, which I did, which I studied for years about healing and walked in health and was grateful for it. But the Lord asked me a question. We were still in Silsby, Texas. And he said, what are you going to do about the gospel message of prosperity? Because I was brought up in a denomination that they emphasized being poor. You know, God's will might want you rich, but if he does, he'll do it. If he don't, then just get along best you can. And he said to me, what are you going to do about the gospel message of prosperity? I said, well, I wasn't really going to do anything about it. And he said, if I you, I believe I would. He said, you're a little healthy little feller, little booger. But he said, you're so broke, you can't get out of town. Letting me know that if I pay no attention to the gospel message of prosperity, it will not change, even though it is available. So my image had to begin to change the way I saw myself according to the Word of God. Right? So in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1, it says, therefore, while the promise of entering His rest still holds and is offered today, let us be afraid to distrust it. Now, how many know He's letting us know it still holds and is offered, but if I won't ever get into it, if I don't ever get an image of it, even though it's still offered, I'll never enjoy it or walk in it. Because it was preached to them, but also preached to you and I. Correct? And then he said, lest any of you should think he has come too late and has come too short of reaching it. In verse 2, he says, for indeed we have had the glad tidings, gospel of God, proclaimed to us, just as truly as they, the Israelites of old, did when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. What was the gospel preached to the Israelites? Deliverance, freedom. You can have your own place. And what else? Canaan's land. Abundance. Thank you. Everybody say abundance.
Abundance.
What is abundance?
More than enough.
More than enough.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Now, can you pull up John 10:10 in the Amplified? King James says, you know, now the thief cometh not but for to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, but I've come to give life and that more abundantly. That's King James. But in the Amplified, it says the thief does not come except so that he should steal, kill, and destroy. I am come, I like this, that they have life, that they shall have it. Now, do you have the older Amplified? The older Amplified says that you would have it in abundance, to the full, till what?
Till
it overflows. That's why a lot of my stuff I've noticed in all of the translations, they have started removing a lot of stuff.
I know it.
They have. That's why I don't update on a lot of my stuff. See, they don't say overflow here. But all the other Amplifieds I have, in abundance, to the full, till it what?
Overflows.
What is overflow? It's more than enough. Do you know God never calls overflow waste? God never calls overflow waste. How many of y'all remember Psalms 23?
Come on.
And he says, the Lord anointed my head, my cup, what?
Run it over.
So you have a cup and God starts pouring out and you're like, okay, Lord, thank you. That's almost full. I really appreciate it. And he's like, okay. And then he keeps pouring and you're like, Lord, it's starting to run over the cup. And he says, I know. And then it runs over the cup and it begins to run on the table. And you're like, Lord, it's running all over the table. And he says, yeah, I know. And then you say, Lord, it's not only running over the table, it's starting to run off the edge of the table. And he says, yes, I know. And immediately we think it's waste. He calls it extravagance. He never calls it waste. Do you know it's okay to sit down at a very nice meal and only eat till you get full and shove the rest away? And nothing has been wasted because it supplied what you needed. Amen. So, look at two people and say, I'm living in the overflow. Hallelujah. Now, so we know that out of Hebrews 4, he talked about that the word taught did not profit them, not being what? Mixed with faith. So we went to 1 Corinthians 13:13. We saw the triple, the what do you call the three?
Triplet,
the power triplets. Faith, hope, and love. And we saw that faith is a manifester, hope is an image builder, and love needs to be mixed with all of them.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
So the image that the Israelites had of themselves was grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Right? I went and looked up grasshoppers one time, and it was interesting that the word grasshopper, because I know what a grasshopper is. We use them for fish bait.
Yeah.
But I looked up the word grasshopper, and it actually means edible fruit.
Wow.
So they said the inhabitants of that land or that country had the ability to eat them.
Wow. That's
what it means.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Too often, how many of you know, the devil does not have the power to consume you unless you give it to him. Too many people think the lack of money or lack of this or lack of that has a right to control you. It should not have the ability to consume you.
No.
Your image of yourself should be an agreement with the Word of God.
Exactly.
Now, so then we saw some things this morning about Abraham. We saw his life. We saw how he went through the process of how he ended up with an Isaac. But it didn't go into great detail. Then the Apostle Paul, when he was caught to the third heaven, either asked Jesus or either talked to Abraham, and he wrote about it in the book of Romans, and he told us that against hope, Abraham believed in hope, and therefore he got his Isaac. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, we know then that a lot of us have a good faith confession, but our image stinks. Or it's too little.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're changing that.
Yeah.
We're changing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, go over, if you would, to James chapter 1, please. James chapter 1, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus. James 1:21, please. I'm after the tail end of the verse. It says, receive with meekness the what?
Engrafted
word, which is able to do what?
Save
your soul. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For any be a hearer of the word, not a doer of the word. He is like a man beholding his natural face where? And what would that be? A mirror. Correct? Mirror. Mirror of the Word. For he beholdeth himself, goeth his way, and what? Manner he looks like. This has to do with the soul being saved. You have to remember what you begin to find out what you look like in the Word based on hope. And how many of you know, I don't care what... What is it out of Proverbs 4? It talks about, incline thine ear to my saying, and he'll go through a whole list, and in about verse 23, it says, for out of the heart flows the issues.
Amen.
Most agree that word heart is not spirit.
Yeah.
Most agree It is the soul. Too many people look at life out here and that's how they say their life will be. Everything out here should not tell you how your life should be, but your life should never be set by boundaries out here. Your life should be set from within. Those are the boundaries that set your life. So do you see yourself rich? Four. After all this good teaching. Amen. Do you see yourself rich? Can you see yourself well? Can you see yourself above and not beneath? Amen. Glory to God. Now, I mean, no, you have to constantly remind yourself, because like our sister was talking about, she deals with people in the world every day. How many know that that'll try to get on you? That'll try to change your image. But how many know you got to remember what you look like in the Word of God? Now go to Luke 16, please. Luke 16. Now in Luke 16, I know you know these scriptures, but we're going to hit them again. He says in Luke 16, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple, fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named who?
Lazarus,
which was laid at his gate full of sores. Now, we know without having to go back. In Exodus, what is it, y'all? Is it Exodus 23, 25, and 26? Yeah. God said, I'll bless your bread and water. I'll take sickness away from you. Number your days, your will fulfill. And everything on the farm will be pregnant. Really, I mean, that was their livelihood. That's Exodus 23, 25, and 26. Who was that promise made to? Exodus, I'm talking about. Israel, is that right? Did God promise that they could walk in hell? Okay. Did God promise that they could be prosperous? Did God promise they would live long? I agree. So even under the old covenant, they had those provisions or promises, or may I say, gospel. Okay? You and I, if we've got a better covenant,
that's right.
If only we have what they had in the old, it's only equal. But Hebrews says we've got a better, that means there's more. Okay? So under the old covenant, this man Lazarus, because the angels, when he dies, what do? They escort him where? To Abraham's bosom in the heart of the earth. Correct? So was he a covenant man? What did this covenant man desire? Look at Luke 16, 20 and 21. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which laid his gates full of sores, verse 21, and desiring to be fed with what?
From
a non-covenant man. His image was always used stuff.
That's good. That's right.
That's right.
Preach it.
Amen.
Why should we have to buy stuff that gets odors out of cars that somebody else has bought and smoked in or trashed, and you've got to get something to get the smell out so you can stand the ride in it, because you're saving God $15 that you really ain't saving. What did he want? Crumbs that fall out of a rich man that he's biting off of bread, and crumbs fall. And he is a covenant man with God Almighty. His image is so low that he thought thrifty was his store. He thought all of these things that other people have pretty well used up was being a good steward.
That's the way he saw himself.
That's the way he saw himself. Is it the way God saw him?
No.
So what made the difference? God's will or the man's image? The man's image. I know we've went over this many different directions, but I need you to see that this, the way we live, is not contingent upon God's will. It's upon our image of how we see ourselves in Christ. Amen? How many know we could all walk to church tonight?
Come on.
How many of you are glad for the vehicle you come here in? We're thankful, like we was talking about. How many of you are thankful for this beautiful built, paid for place? Glory to God. Amen. How many of you are thankful for the ACs? It's fixing to get hot here. The other night it was raining. We was in the dry. How many of you know we don't have to have this stuff to serve God? But because we serve God, we get to have it. Amen. Glory to God. It's time now for the church to come up to her position and begin to take the stuff that God has prepared and put in this earth for the people of God to have, and not the sinner, not the heathen, but let's take some stuff. Let's build some buildings. Let's do some things for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So the angels took him to Abraham's bosom. So we got a covenant man who died sick and he died broke. But he still made heaven. But not us. We will go to heaven when we leave here, but we ain't dying sick and we ain't dying broke. We ain't dying sick and we ain't dying broke. Amen. We're not going to have chicken dinners to help pay for our funeral. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if you would, please, go with me, please, to 1 Samuel 2:30, please. Thank you, Lord. 1 Samuel 2:30. First Samuel 2:30, please. I'll just read the King James. It says this. It says, I'm going to start where it says, "Be it far from me." First Samuel 2:30. "Be it far from me." God speaking here. And we know, if you've read this chapter, you know what this is about.
Yeah.
It says, "For them that," what?
Honor me.
So who's talking here? God is, ain't he? By the Spirit of God. Okay. "For them that," what?
Honor
me. What?
I will honor.
Is that true?
Yes.
Now, the exact same way that I will treat God, His Word, things that are precious to Him, things that are offered to me, is the exact same way He will treat me and my things.
Amen.
They that honor Him, He said, I will honor.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes.
If God made provision for me and Sally to do everything that He's called us to do without having to beg, without having to put pressure on people,
come on.
Then how many know, if I go around and tell people, well, I don't know what we're going to do, we're struggling, da-da-da, how many of you know that brings no honor to our Father? And since he gave me a way to get everything I need, I dishonor him to try to get it another way. How many of y'all know good and well you live in the world or from planet Earth? Okay. When you and I got saved, what do we have to do with our soul? Romans 12:2. We have to be you not conformed to the system, but be you transformed. How?
By the renewing,
Of your mind. Why? So that, Scripture, tell me the rest. So that. So that you may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. You mean I might not ever get into the will of God if I don't get my mind straightened out? Because people will think that we should not be prosperous because they've never got their soul renewed with to think in line with the Word. Therefore, they never get completely in line with the will of God on how to live in prosperity. Where is it, Lord? Can you go to Romans 8, please? You guys maybe can help me. It talks about, thank you, 8:7. Romans 8:7.
Yep.
It says, the carnal mind, and this is a mind that has not been renewed, is what? Enemy against God. Do you know your soul will fight God without it being renewed? I have enough trouble with my flesh and with the devil without my soul joining in with my flesh. I need my soul to be on my side. So the only way to get it with me is to get it renewed with the Word. And let it begin to create an image inside of it in agreement with the Word so that it'll agree with the stuff that I actually have in my spirit. Now, go with me please to Romans chapter 13. So the exact same way that I treat God, His things, is the exact same way He will treat me and my things.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, Romans chapter 13, verse 7, it says, render therefore to all their dues tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled what?
The law.
The law. Now, in the NLT, can you pull that up? Romans 13:7 in the NLT, please. Thank you, Lord. Once Sally and I began to get a hold of how God really wanted us to live, we began to honor Him in the way that He intended for a believer to live. Therefore, He could excel and honor the way we lived. Magnificical. Now, let me show you. Give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes, government fees to those that collect them. Give respect. Some translation says reverence. Yeah. honor to those who are in authority. Owe nothing to anyone. Now, question. If I owe money, what is the very first thing I need to know? I owe it. What's the second thing? I should pay it. Correct? So if I don't know I owe honor, I will never pay it.
That's right.
If I don't know I owe reverence or respect, I will never pay it. In our society, when we grew up, if you were going to a door and a lady was coming, you opened the door. If you were on a bus or in an airport on a tram or something, and there was, you were sitting and there was no more seats, and a lady or an elder person come in, what do?
You give them a seat.
You get up. When we travel, we've noticed in a lot of places that there could be a young lady or a young man sitting, an older person come, and they're trying to hang on to the bars, and nobody will ever move. Why don't they pay that? They don't know they owe it. If you don't know you owe God honor and how you're supposed to live, you will never pay it. And you will try to make a living another way. And you will live below. You will live just like Lazarus. You're completely fine with crumbs. And it never gives God any honor. Is this okay? Okay. All right. So, if I don't know I owe reverence or respect or honor, then I won't pay it. People took Romans 13:8 and said you should never be in debt when it covers respect, reverence, honor. Has nothing to do with owing money. If your own heart is, I don't want to owe any money, then don't borrow it. But don't be upset if someone else does. The total thing of it is how many know this building, this property's paid for? How many know? To God be the glory. Amen. How many know? If your home's paid for, rejoice and be glad. Are you with me? But in this, what I want you to see is, beginning as we talked about the image and how to live, Abraham, he was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. But how many know? He still didn't get his Isaac. And he was mad at God or frustrated, and he said, can't you see I go childless? But it didn't tell us how he finally got him. There's been so much about how to live and be prosperous, and I know prosperity belongs to us. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt it belongs to us. But I just would get frustrated because we'd get a little bit, and then something would happen. We'd get a little more, something would happen. And we never would accelerate to accumulation. If you have to keep going to the enemy's camp and getting what he stole, when you get that back, you haven't excelled. You're back to equal. Are you with me?
Yes.
By seeing these things, God, we honor you. And I know my life right now maybe doesn't look like a very humongous, prosperous life. But I got an image on the inside of me according to the Word of God. I honor your Word. I respect your Word. And I can see myself living that way. People say, well, you don't look like it. Well, we already been over that about healing. People say, you say, well, by his stripes I'm healed. Well, you don't look healed. I didn't say I looked healed. I'm telling you what I believe. Are you with me? You got an image. You are healed. Are you with me? So we begin to honor God. God, thank you. How do rich people act? I'm talking about Christians.
giving.
I mean, really, there's many ways.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
You got to begin to think like that by getting an image on the inside of you. Years and years ago, we were at Harcourt, Pastor Craig and Pastor Karen's church. We were preaching. My wife's birthday was coming up. This was, how long ago was it? 40 birthday. 20?
Had your old Ford truck.
Had the old blue Ford. Over, it was 20 years ago. And I wanted to get my wife a certain type of jacket. It was a black mink coat with a fur collar. A fox, black fox collar. And so, man, the guy that helped me travel, we find one in Kansas City. It's on Metcalf, called Alaskan Furs. And we pull up in the old blue Ford pickup, 1992 F-150. We get out and we got on our pearl snap shirts that we wear, our cowboy boots, our blue jeans. And we go in and the guy kind of, you know how they'll look at you, and they'll look at you like. And then they look out the window and they're like. You know, Ford pickup. We just come off the farm with. And they've got these little rooms. And he said, you know, you can almost hear him thinking, Walmart is right down there. And I did. You can ask my wife and the guys with me. I felt out of place. And the God began to talk to me, and he says, what is wrong with you? And so they had these little places that had windows, and they'd have curtains, and they'd say, and so the guy asked me, he said, What was you wanting? And I said, I want to buy my wife a mink. And he's like, okay. He said, how are you going to pay for that? I said, cash. He said, may we escort you right back here to the back? And so we go back there. We sit down. They start bringing us refreshments, soda pop, different things. They, can we get you something to eat? And they close the curtain. And they say, a person will be right in. So a person would come. And they would have this certain jacket. They'd pull the curtain, have on this certain jacket. And they say, do you like this one? No. They'd escort them out, bring another one. And the Lord said, you know why you haven't never been here before? It was never a lack of money. It was a lack of vision.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Your image was so low.
Sure.
You thought you ought to have been shopping at Thrifty. Has nothing to do with the mink, y'all. Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. Nothing. And we sat in there, and finally, he never did bring nothing out I particularly liked. And I said, you got any more? He said, yeah, I got a vault full of them. And so he said, come with me. And so we started going. The guy that helped me drive and go with me some. We go back and we get to this vault door, and he says, are you buying anything to my friend? He's like, no. He said, you can't come in. And so he takes me in, and we go into a vault, and it's as big as this sanctuary. It's temperature controlled, and it's push button, and there's minks from ceiling down, and he starts pushing, and they just start going by, and one goes by, and I said, that one. I like that one right there. He stops it. We get it. We go pay for it. And he says, please, anything else you need, you call us. And I'm driving down the road, and the Lord tells me, he says, do you know how many years it took me to get you to this place when really it should not have took that long?
Come on.
Yep.
He said, your image is just way too low. It's way, way too low. He said, you'll bring more honor to me seeing yourself the way I see you, because then you agree with me. You're not fighting me. He said, I realize you spiritually are not fighting me, but the other part of you that's eternal, that travels with your spirit, is your soul, and it's fighting me. You don't agree with me. You don't agree with my image. Folks, this has nothing to do with cars, houses, coats, nothing. It has to do with the image of the Word of God. So, in Romans 13:8, if I owe money, what is the very first thing I should do?
Yeah.
I should know I owe it.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
And then what's the second thing?
Yeah.
I should pay it.
Yeah.
If I owe God honor, first thing I have to know, I owe it.
You owe Him honor.
They that honor me, I will honor. It's not, I will honor you, and in turn, I hope you honor me. That's not what it said.
He's first.
Mm-hmm. So if I know I owe God honor, what His Son got for me, then what's the next thing? I should
pay
it. Now, if you would, write this down. The gospel of healing, or you can just make notes of it. The gospel of victory and the gospel of prosperity is not a side issue with God. The gospel of healing, the gospel of victory, and the gospel of prosperity is not a side issue with God. There's some things that my wife and I are going to do in just a few minutes. Tonight he said just, he wanted me to kind of hit the highest points. Can you go to Galatians 3, please? Galatians 3, let's look at verse 13, 14. In the, I think, the NLT. Galatians 3, 13 and 14, NLT. It says, but Christ has rescued us from what? The curse pronounced by the law when He hung on the cross. Now, I'm going to briefly share something. What's the King James say? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, what are you and I redeemed from?
Curse.
The penalty of not being able to keep the covenant.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Curse the law. That's what we're redeemed from.
Sir.
The covenant you and I are in, we didn't make with God.
No.
We are in Christ who made this covenant.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
God told me, He said, you always emphasize you are redeemed from the curse of the law, but you never get excited about what I redeemed you to. You only emphasize what you are redeemed from. Okay. So he goes on to say, when he was hung on the cross, he took himself for the curse for our wrongdoing. It is written in the scripture, cursed everyone who hangs on a tree. Verse 13, please. 14. Through Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Now listen carefully. God has what?
Blessed the Gentiles.
With what?
With the same blessing promised to Abraham.
See, I used to tell God, Abraham, I used to sing a song, Abraham's blessings are mine. He said, you don't want Abraham's blessing. He said, you want the same blessing I gave Abraham that came from me. So read it again. God has blessed the Gentiles with what?
Same blessing.
I want your blessings, Father. And if He has put an ability to produce, to increase upon me, I have to get to a place that I honor it. And I refuse to live poor-minded, sickly, and defeated.
Amen.
I have to honor Him. So God has blessed you and me with what? Same blessing that He promised to Abraham. Is that correct? I know my wife and I have sang the song for years. Remember that song we sing? Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. Abraham's blessings are mine. And we thought We want Abraham's blessing. What blessing do you want?
God.
We read this morning in Genesis, God told Abraham, leave the land of Ur, the Chaldeans, come out of Haran. And he said, what's the first thing he said? I will bless you. I'll make your name great. What is blessing? It is the ability by God or a supernatural power placed upon you to bring increase.
Yeah, amen.
That is the very first thing he told Adam.
He sure did.
He said, I will bless you, be fruitful, and multiply. And Adam did not realize, oh, Lord Jesus, help us get this all. The word Adam's region, if you look it up, especially even in Ezekiel, Adam's region means Adam's house or Adam's domain. So the Garden of Eden was Adam's domain. Okay? So let's say the Garden of Eden was 100 acres. And everything in it was for Adam. Is that correct? God planted the garden. Correct? The word Eden, you look it up, Garden of Eden means Adam's region, Adam's house. Adam was to be fruitful, multiply, and what else?
Replenish
what?
The earth.
He was not to maintain this 100 acres. Now, I'm not saying that's what the garden was, but let's just say it is. He was not to maintain the garden. He was to expand. And the entire earth was supposed to become a garden under Adam's domain. If he gave that commission to Adam, I wonder what he's given to us. We didn't come here to take sides. We should come here and take over.
Amen.
So, okay. So, the word blessing. You and I know it. God said, I will bless you. The word blessing also means ability to increase. Now, go with me, please, to Deuteronomy 8. Now, tonight I won't have time, but this has to do with the gospel message. And it was preached to the Israelites.
Yes, it was.
But it's also been preached to us.
Yes,
okay? Who were the two boys? Jacob and
Esau.
Who had the right to the firstborn?
Esau.
Firstborn. If you are born again, you look it up. It's in Galatians 4. It says you have the rights to the firstborn.
Amen.
Jacob came in from the field, and Esau was boiling bean soup. Lentil soup, I believe. Stew. Red stew. He said, I am about to faint. Give me some of that red pottage. Now, Jacob, I know, was a trickster at one time. But what did Jacob ask Esau for?
Birthright.
Yeah. May I say, blessing.
Yeah.
And it's found in Hebrews 12, and it'll bear it out. Why did Jacob want the blessing? Because he saw the value of it. Or may I say, he honored it. If you live so far below prosperity, you never bring honor to God with your life.
Praise God.
So Jacob said, sell me this day your birthright. Did he? for 50 cent bowl of soup or a quarter, he sold something that would feed him the rest of his life. But this is what he said. I'll sell it. What good will it do if I starve? Too many have disdained or despised the way a believer can live and prosper. Not, this is not to hurt nobody. This is not to put nobody down. Folks, I've shared with you, I lived this way a long time. And we're not there yet, but thank God for what He has helped us with. Are you with me? It's not to hurt nobody. How many know? This is to change the way we think about how to live. So after Esau sold that, what kind of comment did God have about Esau?
He wasn't in favor.
He said, God said, I hated Esau. He didn't hate the man, but he hated how he treated the blessing. So God told me, He said, you're always just all excited, making great emphasis about what you're redeemed from. He said, I ain't heard you talk much about what you're redeemed to. I said, well, we can fix that. So, where are you in the Scripture? You in Deuteronomy 8? Let's look at this. It says, And thou say in thy heart, my power, my might, or the might of my hand hath gotten me this what? Wealth. Correct? This is Deuteronomy 8:17. But thou shalt remember who? The Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee what?
Power
to get wealth. Why, God?
He establishes covenant.
That He might keep His covenant? That He may establish His covenant, which He swore unto your fathers, even as it is to this day. Now, I don't remember, maybe I have it wrote down here. Do you have verse 17 and 18 in the Message Bible, please? They'll pull that up. Can you go? Yeah, thank you. Verse 17. If you start thinking to yourselves, I did all this, all by myself. I'm rich. It's all mine. Verse 18. Well, think again. Remember that God, your God, gave you the ability, the strength, may I say dunamis, for power, the anointing. To do what?
Produce
all this wealth. Why? Why, God? Why would you give up your children an ability, a anointing to produce wealth? To confirm the covenant.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. So that others will see it.
Yeah.
As it is today. Is that true? The Lord's helped us, and my wife carries a very strong anointing for ears, especially people that are deaf, different things, other things. God has helped us with other things, and we will minister to people that are sickly, especially cancer, growths, things along that line, her for ears, other things. And people come, when they come, they realize they are not receiving of us, but they are receiving from God by His anointing. And it is called the healing anointing. Very few really ever understand the prosperity anointing. It is a dunamis, it is a power, or it is an ability, and it is called the blessing. When people come and we get ready to minister to people for healing, very often we will tell them, if you would please at this time, do not speak.
Yeah.
Because if you're speaking, even praying in tongues, you are giving out. But if you come to receive, you need to not be giving out. You need to be in a receiving mode. It's interesting that there's not only an anointing for healing, an anointing for deliverance, and an anointing for victory. There is an anointing for increase. And it's not for a selected few in the body of Christ. It's for all of God's children. But when people have despised prosperity, how many of you know God cannot go any further with them in that area? Even though they are His children, even though He loves them, even though possibly they are walking in divine health. But how many of you know they never get their Isaac? But not us. But not us. But not us. So, can you pull this Bible verse up? And we're gonna find a place to close. Can you pull this Bible verse up in the... do you have the NLT? I believe it is. I think it is. Deuteronomy 8. 17 and 18 in the NLT. What has God given you the ability to do? If you start thinking to yourself, this is a message again. There it is. He did all this so you would never say to yourselves, I have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. Remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you what?
Power.
To be what?
Successful.
Why? Why, God?
In order to fulfill His covenant. Confirm to His successors. Yeah.
With an oath. In Canaan's land, what was there? There was land flowing with milk and honey. There was houses they didn't build. There was vineyards they didn't plant. There were wells they didn't dig. Is that true?
Yes.
Who was that for? That was for covenant people. There are a lot of things that God has made provision for you and I. Some things we will need to build. Some things we will need to start from the ground up. But other things, the center has took time to build it, and it will come to you and I on a greatly reduced price. This is covenant.
Yes.
What God was showing us this morning from Hebrews 12, this shaking that's going on, the enemy has overplayed his hand. He's trying to shake the church world through darkness and lack. But how many know we are of a kingdom that cannot be shook?
Amen.
So the things that will be shook will be shook out of their hands, but the church has to be ready to gather up what belongs to us. Amen. In Romans 1:11, last place, and then my wife and I are going to pray for people. Romans 1:11, please. Remember we sing that song, I see me as healed, healed and whole. I see me as healed. I walk by faith and not by sight. I see me as healed. I see me as rich. Rich and prosperous. I see me as rich. I walk by faith and not by sight. I've changed the image of what I look like according to the word. Amen.
Amen.
Now in Romans 1:11, Paul said, I long to see you. Pastor Jackie was talking about this last night. That I may impart unto you what? Some spiritual gift to the end you may be what? May be established. How many of you know very often through impartations, your and my end will look different? I remember Pastor Scott prayed for my wife. And he said, the thing that you was lacking is being imparted. And that's when she took over the pastorate. Pastor Scott Webb told her that. And she walked in that. Because you and I have heard so much this weekend about images. How many of you like me, have been helped by the word this week? Amen. Me too. How many of you besides me, your image has come up? Amen. Now, I wanted you to please, the reason we took all this time to do this, especially went kind of slow tonight, is so that you now see, even though you got faith, you have to do what? Mix it with hope. So our image is different now. Correct? So now the anointing has a better place to work with or from because of a different or a higher image. Amen? In the area of prosperity, my wife actually walks in a greater degree of it than I do. She always is just like, let's just do this. And if something breaks or something gets broke, she's like, well, throw it away. Let's go buy another one. And I'm like, don't you know that costs several hundred dollars? Surely we can just put duct tape on it and keep it another month. And she'll remind me, wrong image. And I like nice shirts, and I would wear certain shirts and I'd like to wear them longer. And she'd say, hun, the necks of them are starting to become a little stained. And I'd say, yeah, but they're still good shirts. She said, they're turning yellow and they're supposed to be white. Wrong image. This stuff, you have to stay on top of it. Just because you get rid of it right now don't mean it'll stay away. You have to stay after it. You have to keep working after it. So I'm going to ask my wife, and then I'm going to ask Sister Rachel to help her to lay hands upon people concerning the blessing. It's not our blessing. It is God's blessing. And there will be an impartation for you. And how many of you know our ends will look different? So let's stand up, please. Hun, would you like to come? Rachel, would you like to come and help her sister? Just hang on to her, whatever. In case she wants to slap somebody or something. Amen. And folks, really, she won't hit you unless the Lord says, amen. No, she won't hit you. But see, your faith will give manifestation to what? Thank you, ma'am. Your image. Hope. Right? So your images come up. So what are you going to do? Exercise faith, and you're going to get after more because your image has come up. Amen. There are some things concerning impartations. Now, when she lays hands upon you, you can make the statement, the thing which I was lacking has now been imparted to me, and I will actually walk in a greater degree. Thank you, Lord. Father, as you have, this place has honored you. They have loved you. They do love you. They do honor you. But oh my, my, my. Concerning the churches in America that truly want people to not just come and feel good, but want to see people born again. Want to see the sick go free. Want to see the depressed liberated and want to have the abundance of money that whatever you would say to do, that it's there. Enemy of God and enemy of the church, you've overplayed. And the shaking that you have tried to do to destroy this nation and to cause the churches to dry up, so shall it now come up back upon your head. And I thank you there's enough believers in this nation that are not afraid of great images, great wealth, but now they will gather up the things that belong to us, the people of God. We'll not hoard them up for our own use. Yeah, boy. But we will use this now to finish the work of God. Niskande. Noske skamblingli sindai. There's two younger couples in this building. Because of your revelation of honor at the age being younger, God said, it is my obligation to honor you because you have so honored me by honoring those I have placed over you. Therefore, is that you desired and you asked it a couple privately, the Lord says, get ready. This is your year of rejoicing. Your abode is about to change. You have never put pressure upon any to be your provider of where you live, but you have always took it up with your Father. So God says, therefore it is under my obligation now to honor you, and I will choose how this comes, and I will tell those who are to help to help, and you will be rejoicing over my choices. Glory to God. All of you that help pay off this building, please do not limit God by now taking care of help paying off all your stuff. Do not think by the sweat of the brow you've got to get this done. That's toiling. But let God now honor you as you honored Him to help pay off this building. Now let Him pay off your stuff. And we thank you for it, Father. And oh, we give you glory. And oh, we give you honor. If you want hands laid upon you, if you would come at this time concerning impartations. Hallelujah. The ushers will line you up however you need to be. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name, Father. Glory. We bless you and thank you. My. We thank you, Father. Thank you for helping, sir, on the keyboard. Thank you. Glory. And And we'll get to everybody. Everybody that wants prayer, we'll get to you. Yeah. Whew. Jesus. It adds no sorrow. The blessing. It adds no sorrow. And it adds no sorrow. Makes rich. And it adds no sorrow. That's no sorrow. Yeah. Oh, Father. Gloria to que son bagi. Our end will look different. Mandare ge e fondo. That's no sorrow. Yeah, glory to God. Nida skende. Thank you, Master. Honey, I'd like to pray for you. Sir, may I pray for you before you pray for me? How you doing, sir?
Good.
Good.
Tom.
Nice to meet you, sir. Are you a farmer?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were. You're one of them. And God wants to use an example of what it is to be able to till the ground and grow stuff that everybody else around you is like, how in the world do you do that? You're a good man. I've never met you. I saw you, I think Friday night, I believe. Last night. We've only been here since last night. But you're one of them. I don't know about equipment and stuff. I was raised as a farm kid. I know you guys' fields here are monstrous to compare to ours. But the tractors, the combines, all of the things that you would need, the land, and maybe more land. God's desire is that He shows farmers in this country about someone who will love Him and trust Him and do things like He would say. There is a blessing, and it is from God, upon you to produce wealth beyond. I was raised as a farm kid, and I know the language us farmers used to use. And we'd talk about lack, talk about the prices, and all of those things. But God wants somebody that will talk to Him about, God, my crop, whether we've had too much rain or not enough rain, will be a bumper crop because my land that You gave me will produce and it's blessed. Okay? Will you take that? Thank you, Tom. And I'm honored to meet you. Honey, if you would. It makes rich. Yeah, thank you, Father. Yeah. 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 Hallelujah. You're welcome. Nice to meet you. Honored to meet you, sir. Glory to God. Glory to God. Simonai Kelebe. No sorrow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ma'am, if you'll wait just a moment. Oh, my. Yeah. Yes. Every area. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. Do you help Miss Jackie? Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Kimba. About the houses, how God's blessed and used you. She's one of them that's in line for a house. Yeah, glory to God. Yeah. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. There you go. Amen. Amen. If you'll come. Brother, Pastor Craig, Miss Karen, please come back. Ma'am, for you, I heard these words. Stay close to Sister Jackie. Not ever to seek a position, but to serve and do it with a very humble heart.
Thank you.
For God has added 3 people to her to help her. And as they would begin to excel, they begin to think that their place of influence and voice was greater. And they were removed. But she needs someone just to love her, just to serve her.
Thank you.
Not as a person, but as the pastor of the church.
Thank you.
If you willingly will do this, your life will accelerate.
Okay. Thank you.
And as it accelerates, it's not because we're so wonderful. It's because God has blessed us and we're simply doing what He's asked us to do. Lay your hands on her again, please. Yeah.
To be a blessing.
Glory. brother pastors. Father, we thank you so much for our dear, dear friends. And we thank you. Devil tried to kill them. Literally. But, like other things, he fumbled the job. He messed up. And I thank you, Father God, that in our latter years, it will be the best we've ever had.
Thank you.
Our bodies will not hurt. They will not ache. We're grateful for the healing, but I thank you for complete restoration.
Yes, thank you, Father.
In every facet. When you told that woman with the issue of blood, you said, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." That means nothing broken, nothing missing. And that means all the money she had spent was given back. I thank you for the abundance that comes through the blessing of God to fulfill. And I thank you that we're expanding into a new house.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
A new church building is almost completed. So we thank you. For others, 2020 is a year that'll mark them, and they'll never forget because it's based on fear and anxiety. But for the church, let it be a year. It was the most prosperous year we've ever had up until now. And we thank you for it, Father. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah.
Father,
glory.
For the blessing.
Uh-huh.
The blessing and serving. The blessing makes rich and it adds no sorrow. In Jesus' name. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The blessing that makes rich and it adds no sorrow. We thank you, Lord, for the commanded blessing of our lives. The commanded blessing.
Can you get him back up? There's things by the Spirit of God that God wants to give to people, but very often he releases amount, not all, to see what they will do concerning honor and how they cherish it. And how they deal with it. He wants to release some things to young men and women. All of us are getting older. But there's some things of the Spirit that he wants to reveal through the avenue of music and sound. To some, he's opened up very little. And then they take it and they run with it. And they go back to another place. But if you'll stay with God and stay with the church, you're one of them. He wants to release some stuff too.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So when he begins to reveal things, handle it right and give God the glory.
Amen.
And he'll show you more. Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God.
For the goodness of God.
Businesses.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Makes rich. And he has no sorrow. Glory. Glory. Making
us rich.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She's getting it. She's getting it. Okay, she's got it. Yeah, I hear one. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to encourage everyone. You know, when God puts you in a position and starts to bless you, people start seeing you. They start seeing you getting blessed. And the first thing they want to do is they want to encourage you to go to a position higher.
Yeah.
They want to start telling you, well, you know, you're doing really good there. I think you could be the boss of that place. But you know, when God starts blessing you in a position, that doesn't mean he wants you to leave it. That means that's where he puts you. And that's why you're being a blessing there. That's why you're getting blessed there. So don't go into things looking for the next step up. Wait till God promotes you. Promotion always comes.
Yeah.
But let him do it.
Let him do it.
Because the minute you get out of that position, if he hasn't moved you, then you're going to be back in the same place you were before. And I've seen it several times. It's just a natural thing with people when they see you getting blessed and they see you accelerating. They say, oh, you're doing so good. You know, I think you could do better than that. Why don't you apply for that new job or that new position? Or, well, wait till God tells you to do that.
That's right.
Because you're blessed where he calls you to be. You're blessed where he calls you to be.
Yes.
And if you leave that place, you leave that blessing.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Oh, I found a new way of living. I found the new life divine. No more a sweating and a toiling. I'm living by the life divine. I'm gonna get what he's promised. By images I found in the Word, I can see myself with it. So no more living down below. And there was another word, but that's good.
Living like a nerd.
No, not living like a nerd, Pastor Jackie said. Amen. Good word. Good word. We're different. We're different. We're different. Glory. Sir, are you needing a new piece of equipment? Amen. Honey, would you come? Glory. Thank you, Lord. Brother Tom, grab hold with us, hon. Would you like to come with your husband, please? Father, we thank you. It's good not to eat the crumbs and have to buy used combines or equipment or
yes,
tractors. But we get the best. And we'll use the new off of it.
Yes.
And then when we get ready, we'll get another new one, not a used one that we got to work on.
Yes. Amen.
Farming requires a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time to be fixing everything. We need to be planting, harvesting, doing some other stuff.
Thank you.
So whatever this would be that he would need as an avenue of showing your blessing upon him.
Thank you.
I thank you. Piece of equipment. You were made on this earth. Therefore you have ears.
Amen.
And I call you forth to get into this man's hand and get into his ownership. I call you forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Bless you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your wife used to bring me and my wife corn stalks.
Never heard that.
Yeah, and we really appreciate it. We always decorate it in front of our house. Thank you all. Cookies, chocolate chip cookies. I'm not holding a grudge. She didn't bring none this year, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You prayed for Pastor Jackie and Pastor Ken. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we're different.
Amen.
We are
different. And to God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Jackie.
Wasn't this awesome? I mean, really awesome. Yeah, a new image. This is the greatest year ever.
Yes.
And you know, this is why we've got to think and have that hope and that vision. I mean, I've learned so many things, even about my body. I got to have a vision for that. Because, you know, I want to go. I'm not done at all. But you've got, you know, well, okay, I'm going to say it. You know, you've got one body, and I've never paid any attention to my body, honest to God, all my life. I was really healthy. Some of the things I'd get when I was 75 or 76, people in their 50s would talk about. Yeah. And I go, I just got them or got the symptoms of them. Yeah. But now it you've only got one body, and you cannot do anything with the soul. You can't do anything with the spirit if your body is deteriorated. You can't. And if you're in pain all the time, so really that's an area, but don't put it first. You know, just don't put it first, but take care of it in the way God wants you to take care of it. You know, that's the only one you have, and you're not going to be able to finish your ministry if you don't. That's what I see about getting to this age. And, you know, so amen. But wow, let's think higher. I'm always saying we need to take over.
True.
We need to take over the United States of America. We need to. It's us, because we've had such poor image, and we're down here thinking, you know, we have to be poor. No, you know, yeah. Use stuff. No.
No.
You know, change in that.
Yeah.
Change in it.
Yeah.
Hey. Amen.